cases where there's no chayil, do we say it's an einus or do we say it's a ratzon? I mean, it's not something that's a matter of opinion. It's something that's a matter of fact. So what does Taisus mean? It's not a rive gomer. If Taisus would say it's not a rive, I would understand. But Taisus says that it is a rive. If it is a rive, so what makes something to be not a rive gomer? The Shev Shmaitza in Shmaitza Dalit, Perek Vav, explains this, but he doesn't explain it on our Taisus. He explains it on a similar Taisus in Sanhedrin Daf Gimel. There, Taisus is talking about the rule of Ein Hayochim B'Mamin Achar Arayv. That by Maminis we don't go Bas Arayv. The case of Ein Hayochim B'Mamin Achar Arayv was a case where a person purchased an animal and planned to use this animal to pull his plow. And when he came home, he found that the animal was not suitable. It was a wild animal. It was not suitable for pulling a plow. So he wanted to return the animal to the seller with a tiny mekach tos. He sold me an animal and it can't pull the plow. And the meicher tainid, I sold it to you l'shchita. For shechting in a wild animal is just as good as a not wild animal. I sold it to you l'shchita. I thought you wanted to eat meat. So the Gemara says that rive ruba l'radya, rive people would buy animals would be for work, not for eating, which means that he katayna mekachtaz. Ben ein ha'ilchim b'mamin acharayv. But by mamin we don't go after rive, and b'meila the purchaser loses. He can't force the seller to take it back because ein ha'ilchim b'mamin acharayv. That's the Gemara. So Taisus there asks, let's make a kabel chayva from dinei nefashis. Madach and dinei nefashis, we go bas arayv. Certainly nefashis is more chamer than mamin. So we should go bas arayv by mamin. Taisus answers, the same lashon as our Taisus, that it's a rayv that's not a real rayv. It's a rayv sheinei chashuv. It's not a chashuv arayv, and therefore it does not have a din of arayv. That's Taisus. Teretz. Again, the question is, why does it mean he doesn't have a din of arayv? Do most people buy animals for shchita? Do most people buy animals for plowing? It's something that you can figure out. What's the whole, what does it mean? It's not a chash of arayv, exactly the same. So to answer this, the Shev Shmaitza suggests that most rives, which are rive gomor, are a rive that are beteva. A rive that's a rive beteva, it has to be that way. It is that way. It's that way because of nature. Let's say rive behemais enam trefis. Most animals don't have holes in their lung. So that's the nature of the world. The nature of the world is that most animals are not treif. So that's a rive gomor. That's a solid rive. Or any, just about any rive in Shas is a rive because that's the teva abriya. It's the way it is. Or because it's a fact. If you have 10 butcher stores, 9 are kosher, and 1 is treif. So rive, that's a rive gomor. It's absolute rive. However, here you have a rive which is totally in what an individual decides to do. It's totally what a person wants to do. Let's say you'll say, Rive, there's chocolate and vanilla. So Rive people, chocolate or vanilla? Not sure. I think Rive are chocolate, right? Certainly not strawberry, right? So you say there's a Rive that people like this flavor and not that flavor. Is that a Rive? It's a Rive. Rive people, but it's not a rive gomer. Because it could change. It could be that a strawberry flavor will come into style, a different flavor will come into style, and suddenly people will start doing things differently.
But at that time, so it's not a real rive. At that time, rive is the
so we might know at this time, rive people like a certain style. But that we call a rive sheinei gomer. When we paskin based on that rive, we're limited. It's not a certain raiv. It's a raiv which could change. It, first of all, could change in the world. The Shem Shemaitre says more. Any individual could be different. Any person could decide to be different. It's not something which is in the nature habriya. If in the nature habriya, raiv, in the nature of the bria, raiv women who are pregnant give birth. They don't miscarry. That's in the nature of the bria, raiv women who are pregnant give birth. No one woman could decide to be different. Whatever happens to her, it's in teva, it depends on nature, it doesn't depend on what she decides. Masha'ein keg, something that's a matter of taste, whether you want to buy animals to plow or buy animals to shecht, it's a matter of taste, it's a matter of what you want. If you have a person who likes meat, and he's going to buy he's going to buy ox for meat, so it could be, it'll be his style, it could be in the world, it'll change. So something that depends on people, or what people want to do, that's not a raiv kama. And that is to our taisis also. What does our taisis say? Raiv people who are nanas tell someone about it. Someone is ma'anes a woman, someone rapes a woman, so raiv is that she would tell. It would be a kail. Could be, first of all, it could change. Could be that they won't want to tell. And it could be that this woman won't want to tell. It depends on the person's choice. When it's a person's choice, that's a raiv sheina gomer. It's not a solid raiv. The fact is that right now, raiv people do things this way. But it doesn't paskin in a stronger manner because who knows? Could change. Could change. Rav Moshe has a similar tshuva about a chazaka. He asks whether you can assume. He's talking about checking lettuce for insects. So let's say when you spray lettuce, there are no insects. So if you buy a head of lettuce, you should be able to assume that since most farmers spray the lettuce, so there's a chazaka that there are no bugs. That's what the shayla is from Moshe. We have a chazaka, most farmers spray the lettuce. So if spraying works, I shouldn't have to check. So Rav Moshe says, no, that's not a chazaka gemura. If you know he sprayed, then you have a chazaka. But it could be one farmer decides, I don't want to spray. Right? It's like a roif hatolim b'maisa. A roif farmer spray. But maybe the farmer who sold you this set of lettuce, maybe he didn't spray. It's totally what he decides to do. So that, in this case, Rav Moshe is talking about chazaka sheina gemura. It's not a real chazaka that doesn't have bugs. But it's the same idea. It's totally in what people try to do, what they decide to do. And maybe that's what Taisus here means, that this is a raiv sheina gemura. And maybe it's a shvacha raiv. And for that reason, by a svek sveka, it would still be a svek sveka. Mokam svek sveka shari. If you have svek sveka, it's mutter. This type of raiv can't paskin for the second suffix of a svek sveka. This is Taisa's shita. By the way, this shita, the way Ramesha brings it aside, but the way the Shef Shmaitz explains our Taisa's, this is not lahalacha. It's not lahalacha. Lahalacha, such a raiv would be a raiv. But, yeah. We have arrived at Rav Bia Sachar Abal. So Mimela, that should be a Rav Sheine Gamor. Because one woman could decide to be Mizana Lat, and she'll have Rav Bias with someone she's Mizana with. So that should be a Rav Sheine Gamor. That's good cash. We give Misa. Someone's Mizana with he has a half sister from the same father. So we give Misa based on that. So why do we give Misa? That's like a Rav Bia Sachar Abal. We assume that this sister was born from his father, but who says it's Rav Sheine Gamor? Maybe his mother decided to be Mizana all the time. I don't know. It's a good question. It's a question of Taisus. What?
That can change with time.
That's the problem. It could change. It could change. It probably won't change in the world. It's safe to say it won't change in the world. This is in the Teva HaBriya that women are aduk to the husband. But it, the individual woman could be a woman who's mizana a lot, and maybe. Yeah, but he's coming to answer the kasha of Tosis Sanhedrin. Tosis said, make a kavachomer from nefashis to mamon. So Sheshmaisa answers, this is a Rav Shein Agamer. It doesn't work by nefashis either. So you can't make a kavachomer to mamon. Otherwise, it doesn't answer the kasha.
He was saying
that this blood of the rabbis
is not
a flesh of the rabbis because of that. But so, Mameli, you can't make a kavachayma from the fashas. He's coming to answer the kasha. Why don't we say, Madach, dinir fashas, you go
basarai?
If it's a similar word by the fashas, then the kasha will come back. So, unless Rabbi Sachar Baal is also the teva, teva of a woman to be Aduk Labailo.
More than the teva for this woman to go and say something.
Well, to say something changes today. Most women.
That's the nature of a person.
To say something by a cow.
To say something that the type of a person, the normal for a person to do that, means that it's the same thing that normal people will go and buy shows to work. But I can decide not to. It's all tolerance. We're just so. I can't be any different.
So you say the kasha is good.
Yeah.
The kasha might be a sacher
problem. It's still totally in my rock.
Okay. You have a kasha. All right, you're right. Now let's complete. Let's finish the Tosfos. Tosfos brings another place. Ki agavna, Ashken ki agavna, Tosha b'tzai Isa. The case there is a child is touching dough, and the suffix is if he touched shrotzim. The layav a rubel midrabban. Could be this child doesn't play with shrotzim. If it's fake, fake. Suffik mukaseit, suffik drushasish. Lukash. Suffik mukaseit, suffik drushasish. So he explains in the brackets that would be a fake, fake. You take the one suffik that a kaiyeshes kaiyin has, and you add a suffik mukaseit. You take the one suffik of plus and bas gimel, and you add suffik mukaseit. Now the whole gemara is a problem. Ain't like with the mukaseit leshchiach. I mean, a bel naris gabesuma shein latanis b'sul neishin nechbetal gabi karka. Parakula nami chabuti mechbetin and kein shchiach. So the pirush Rabbeinu Chananel the mukaseit pischa sasum asi shabim. The top taisis brother Rabbeinu Chananel said mukaseit just pischa sasum. It's no kasha, but according to Rashi it's shver. We say that mukaseit is pesach pasuach. Okay, so what's Tosis Svekh? See, Aveshus Kayin. Safik, Tachtav, Safik, not Tachtav. Even if it was Tachtav, maybe it was Mukaseitz. Is that Svekh Svekh Mishapir? Is Svekh Svekh Tosis is saying now? Is that Svekh Svekh Mishapir? Again, Safik, Tachtav, Safik, not Tachtav. Even if it's Tachtav, maybe Shushasish, which means Bia. Maybe mukaseit, which means without bia. Now turn that around. Start the other way. Maybe it was drusasish, maybe it was mukaseit. And even if it was mukaseit, even we're trying to find a svek sveka to be. Oh, I'm saying it. I'm sorry, Beishas Kayin. I'm sorry. You're right. You have to go to the other. You're right. Beishas Kayin, it's Vishabach. Okay. By Suffolk, Pusim, Baskimel, let's try it. Are you sure? Yes, it's not Vishabach. So one of them is not Vishabach. Let's try the next one. Pusim, Baskimel, I think he says, right? Pusim, Baskimel, it's a Sfax Fake. Maybe Bainis, maybe Baratzi. And even if it's Baratzi, and maybe some Mukaseis, that doesn't make sense. Okay. So you could start with Suffolk, Drusasis, Suffolk. And even if it was Drusasish, maybe it was Sainz, maybe it was Ratz. But you can't go the other way. Sir, Pnei Shua, what? It was Mukaseitz, it was Ratz, and maybe it was Mukaseitz. That makes sense. So Pnei Shua, Rabbi Kivega both ask on this Taisis. That Taisis Kasha from this svek svek of mukas eitz is not a svek svek of mishapech. So the answer, our Taisis holds like the Rambam, that it doesn't have to be mishapech. The answer that our Taisis holds like the Rambam Shita, that a svek svek, it does not have to be mishapech. But the crazy place, he can't hold that way. Crazy place, he explained, Kula Chad is fake, and the same Taisus. That it's a Svek Svek Hashem and Mishapech. So the crazy place, he holds that our Taisus holds it has to be Mishapech. So it comes back to the Neshur of Kivegas Kasha. That it's not Mishapech. So to answer this Kasha, the crazy place, he says, we had the Shach's exception. The Shach said that when there's a logical sequence to a svek sveker, it does not have to be mishapech. Right? That was the Shach's rule. If you have a suffik, if the lion came in or didn't come in, and even if it came in, was it dairus the sheep or not? So we said there, it's logical to first clear, did the Ari come into the barn? And then it was a dairus. Logical sequence, then it doesn't have to be mishapech. Okay, so Placey says that here, what's the logical sequence? What do you clear first? Einis Ratzin, or if there was a Bio or a Mukas Eitz? I don't ask him to that.
There's no Bio, there's
nothing to worry about. Yeah. He says, Placey says that it's logical to clear first, was there a Bio at all? Maybe there was, who cares? Who knows? Maybe there was. Maybe there was no Bia, maybe she's a Mukasait. So first we clear Mukasait and Drusa Sish. If there was a Bia, there wasn't a Bia. And after that, we first clear if it was a Bia, was it Einis Aratzin? So the fact that it's not Mishapech doesn't bother me because there's a logical order in which the Svek Sveka follows. You're asking, so places would have to have a different explanation. Okay. Wow, so this is Taisus. Anyway, we're going to finish Yishleimer. The Misa, the Mukasaitz, you have a Tayeris? Then can I be Kach? This is Teretz. If it's true as the Mukasaitz, she would have tainted it. They gnai b'kach. Could maybe be a sinus. Someone was mezana with her. It's a gnai. She doesn't want to say it. But that it was a mukaseit. It's not a gnai. But loitana, since she didn't say it. In l'stabich b'kach. We don't say maybe it happened.
Isn't that
Taisa
where
it
says
in
the
beginning? What?
Isn't that Taisa where it says in the beginning of Taisa? It creates a cause of sinus?
Yes. What Tosis said that most women would say. Some women don't say. So the reason we declare is because not a Rav Gamla. Maybe she's a woman who decided not to say. So by Einis it makes sense. But by Mukaseit, there's no reason in the world that she shouldn't say. So why doesn't she say? Alright. That's the end of Tosis. There is one last Kasha. We have Chazakis and Svek Svekis and there's one thing we didn't talk about, was migus. So, there's a kasha on this taisis, which I'm going to show you on the Amid Beis. So we're going to get to it in the Amid Beis. I'll just speak out the kasha now. What's our Gemara talking about? Why did she tine? He tine is Pesach Pesach Matzah. She's tining Besula Ha'isi. That's what the Rosh said. She's saying Besula Ha'isi. Why doesn't she have a migu that she could have said mukaseitz? If she's lying, she could have said mukaseitz and gotten away. Ein ganai b'kach. So why don't we believe her? Besula yisi with a migu mukaseitz.
It's not what she's saying.
She's tiny. Besula yisi.
She's obvious.
But believe me, I'm a Besula. No, the truth is I'm a Besula. But believe me, I'm a psul. If I wanted to lie, I would have said what to say. Why shouldn't you want to? It's not even going to have the kind of
now, like, originally she wouldn't have come
and
said that. She
wasn't
going
to say
that. Why?
Because her status. No, when her husband came, her husband walked the best. So she answered, it's not true. So at that time, she could have said what to say. Right, so the way I'm asking the kasha, it's not einus. Mukasei says that I wasn't a bull at all.
So
give her a migo.
What? It's contradicting what you say.
Every migo contradicts. If I say I paid up my chai, believe me, migo could have said I never borrowed. Peru amigo de Missouri. So that's every migo contradicts. So what you're saying is correct. The way I'm speaking out to Kasha, it's not Shver. Because Taka, we do believe her. Just Shavya Nafshe. He said, Bu'ullah, so Shavya Nafshe, Chatichad Yisur. So we do believe her. Just Shavya Nafshe. So this case that we're talking about now, it's not so Shver. Yeah. Just, we believe her, Bezna believes her, but he still was Shavya Nafshe, he said Bu'ullah. So he said, he said, Pesa Pesuach. So we believe her that she's a psula.
But if Mukas Aids gives the possibility to translate that psula, he's not coming in and saying she was Mazal.
He's saying Bula.
He's saying
Psula.
He's saying Pesa Psula. She's giving him a logical explanation why it's still Pesa.
What's her explanation?
If she went and translated.
If she said Mukas Aids, it would be a great explanation, and he'd be satisfied.
And she wouldn't be awesome?
She wouldn't be awesome. If a man tells his wife, as well as she says, Mukasaitz, you believe? Yeah. She walks in, she says, Mukasaitz. 100%. He didn't say she was Mazar. She's saying Basula, exactly. She's saying Basula, just she has a Migo Mukasaitz. So that doesn't help for Shavya Nasha. Okay, so for now, for our case, that's good. That's why the Mashar doesn't ask it here. Yes, in the early days. So we'll hopefully get back to it. Now let's learn some new Gemara. We haven't done that in a while. Umi Amar Rebbe Lazar Hachi. Umi Amar Rebbe Lazar Hachi. The Rebbe Lazar say what? That Bahaymer Pesa Pesui is also on her husband. Umi Amar Rebbe Lazar Hachi. Did he say if a man Tanis Pesuach is also, she's also on her husband? Bahaymer Rebbe Lazar. A woman doesn't become also her husband only with kinoi and stira. Kinoi and stira, the sechta saita, is the parsha of a saita. A saita is a parsha in the Torah, parsha's nasai, where a man does kinoi. What is kinoi? He gives a warning to his wife. He suspects his wife of having an affair with a man. Tells his wife, I warn you, I don't want you to be yichud alone in a room with this man. She's not allowed to be yichud anyway. She's not allowed to be yichud with anyone anyway. But he gives her a warning that he's, what?
Yichud is only drabbam.
Yichud is deras. Yichud of a married woman is deras.
What?
Yichud pnuya is a drabbam. Yichud of a married woman is deras. So he warns her, he says, I don't want you to be miyachud with that person. If she's miyachid with the person, that's called stira. Stira means she's saiser, she's hidden with him. So then the parsha of going down to the Beis HaMikdash and drinking, if she claims she was not mezana, so she drinks from the Mei Saita, and if she was mezana, she dies, and if she wasn't mezana, so she's okay. That's the parsha of Saita. If the kinyan and stira, a woman becomes asa to her husband. If a man warns his wife, and then she's miyachid anyway. So even today, where we have no mei saita, if a man does kinoi and a woman does stira, she's asr to her husband. She becomes asr. And in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, they were asr until she drank. Cause of mind, they're traveling for her to drink from the mei saita. She's asr to her husband. So Rabbi Eliezer said, to be married anyone else, she needs a guest. She's asr to her husband. So Rabbi Eliezer said, ein isha neseres al baila, el al is kekina v'stira. What is Maisa Shahaya? It's the story of David and Bathsheba, where Bathsheba was married. She was married to Uriah, She was married to Uriah. And David saw her, became interested in her, and was Baal her. It was Baal her, and she became pregnant from that beer. So, Kemaisa Shari has to be like the Maisa of David. David and how David was allowed. So tomorrow we'll get into this. Ketizbara, Maisa Shahaya Bikini Vistira. The words don't make sense. Kim Maisa Shahaya. There was no Kini Vistira by David. Vaid Miyasrua. Also, she wasn't asked to David. Holy Kasha, Achikama. Eino Isha Neseres al Baila. Elam, al Iski Kini Vistira. The only way a man, woman becomes asked to her husband is through Kini Vistira. Mi Maisa Shahaya. From the Maisa of David. Do Loi have a Kini Vistira? Where there was no kinoi, Uriah didn't say, don't be Yachid to David. And Shitaka was not asked to Uriah. When Uriah came back, Uriah returned from a battle, and was by, and David commanded him to go back to his wife. He refused. David commanded him to go back. He went to his wife. And then ultimately he went back to war, and he died in the following battle. But Mekomach and Kasha. It's Shraradas, Kina Vistira, and Pesach Pesach Lai. Rabbi Eliezer says a woman only becomes asa to her husband through Kina Vistira, and that's it. Not through Pesach Pesach. So how could you say that you become asa through Pesach Pesach? That's the Gemara's cash. Tysus is bothered, Umiyama Rabbi Lazahachi. What kind of heaven is this? Tema. Hashta the boy lamehmed lamehem and afulah shavle chatichet isura. Kamar nahava mina that you don't say shavya anashe chatichet isura. Tikshilei mastisin ha'imelisha kedash ticha asa b'krayv esel. It's a mishnah that shavya anashe. So what did the Gemara think when the Gemara said you're only asa b'kina v'stira? What did the Gemara think? There's no such thing as shavya anashe. Yishleimed the sphere l'olam action. To understand this Taisus, you have to remember a rule I told you in the past. There are two types of Eidim. There are what we call Eidis Levrure and Eidis Lekiyume. Eidis Levrure is what? It's Eidis Levrure, what? Eidus Levrure is like witnesses on a loan. Just the Eidus to know that it really happened. You want to have a raya that something really happened. So you bring witnesses. Eidus Levrure. That's a typical case of Eidim. All Dinei Mominis is Eidus Levrure. There's something else called Eidus Lekiyume. Eidus Lekiyume, I mentioned to you two cases of Eidus Lekiyume. What were they? Gittin and Kiddushin. Eidus Lekiyume means if there are no witnesses, it doesn't matter, that it doesn't change anything that it happened. If a man goes over to a woman in a alone in a room, goes over to a single woman, he gives her a ring, says, Ari Am Kudesh asleep at the Bazuka, that's Moshe of Yisrael, he gives her a ring, then I'm married. Even though they're both might that it happened, they both agree that it happened, even though they both might that it happened, it doesn't matter. Without Eidus Lekiyume, Eidus to make it a kiyum of the thing, it's not a kedushin. Same thing a get. If a man writes a get and gives his wife, it's not a get without Eidim. Because by kidna kedushin, Eidus is Lekiyume, they make it happen. By mamin, it's only lefurei, only if I lend you money, if you never deny it, I'm never going to call the Eidim. But I'm worried, you may deny it, so I have witnesses. That Eidus Levrure. Eidus Lekiyume is that without the Eidim, it's nothing. Our Tosis holds a peladik thing that Tosis is learning this into the Gemara. That a woman being mezana with a man, now that Aveira is an Aveira even without Eidim, but that she should become asa to her husband because she's mezana is only if there's Eidus Lekiyume. Only if there are witnesses there, witnesses who see the Znus. If witnesses don't see this nurse, then it's not a, she's not also a Bible. Of course it's nurse. She's going to, the Rabbi Shalom is going to hold her guilty for being mezana.
She's mezana. But,
Huh?
She admits on her own, there's no
Islam. She admits on her own, there's no Islam. That's what Taisus holds.
By
sight, there was
wine. Why should I say the Bible?
It's a good cash. The kasha on Taisus is, if in order to go to Labayla, you need two witnesses. What about Beisaita? What about Beisaita? No witnesses saw us. Why is a Saita Asura Labayla? Can you steer it? I ate Davish Barba Pots Mishnah. So this is a klal. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz is a Sefer Shari Chaim from Chaim Shmulevitz on Ksuvis. And he says there are two parshias in the Torah where a woman could become asa to a husband. One is the parsha of Saita, and one is the parsha of Znus. Totally different dinim. Parsha of Saita is kinei stira yasa to husband. Parsha of Znus is if a woman is nizana tachas baila, she's asa. The two dinim are not necessarily totally zebizet. Two different parashias. For example, he gives a couple of examples. If you have a woman that's shemeres yavam, she doesn't have any children, her husband died, and there's a brother. So what's the din? She needs yibum or chalitza. Right? She marries the husband's brother. She needs yibum or chalitza. If she is mizana during the time she's a shemeres yibum yavam, so she doesn't become asa to her husband. Because not her husband. She's a shemeres yavam. She's not a mizana. It's in the Torah. But she doesn't become asa to the brother. Yet, in Saita, there's a parsha of kinei v'stira. If the shemeres yavam warns her not to be miyachid with somebody, and she does it anyway, she's asa to the shemeres yavam. So Reb Chaim Shmulevitz uses this as a raya that there are two separate parashas in the Torah. There's one parasha called Parasha of Znus, and there's one parasha, the Parasha of Shemeres Yavam, and the two different parashas. Our Taisus is saying that Pshat Na'al Gemara is, the Gemara thinks in the Hava Amina, that a woman only becomes asa to a husband with kinei v'stira, or eidim u'siznos. In other words, the parasha of kinei v'stira is a parasha. Besides that, if eidim see a ma'isiznos, she's asa to a husband. So what does the Gemara say? Amar Rav Eliezer, ein isha neseres abayla, elo b'kinei v'stira. What does that mean? It means a woman doesn't become asa to a husband only with the parasha of kinei v'stira. Znus has to be with Eidim. Without Eidim, it's only through kinei v'stira. That was the Gemara's Hava Amina. That Taisus is saying, in the Hava Amina, we thought that Znus needs what we're calling Eidus l'kiyumei. Eidus who know the Ma'isa Shahaya. And without that, she doesn't become awesome. There's a parsha of Shemeres Yavam. Shemeres Yavam is a separate parsha. That doesn't need Eidim. But the parsha of Znus, that doesn't need Eidim. Right, let's get back to the Gemara. So Gemara asks, "Kine v'stirin pes pesuach loy l'taymach kine v'stirin edim loy." Halachi kamer, "Ein ish neseres abal beit echad elu b'shnei edim v'kine v'stira afilo beit echad nami pes pesuach k'shnei edim dami." What does it mean? Pes pesuach k'shnei edim dami means the edis is not l'kiyume. It's just edis to know what happened, and pes pesuach, you know what happened. So you know what happened, that's good enough. Shavi anash. Alright, so now we're going to go into a new thing. Now the Gemara goes into the Maisa of Dovin. Dovin of Hasheva, Maisa Shahayim, Neim Alei Asrua, and that's going to be the next sidetrack of this sugya. So, we finished the Yamid. What do we have here in the Yamid? The rules of Shavi Anafshei, of Svek Sveika, Chad Safik of Svek Sveika, and the rules of Chazaka, which Taisus brought in. And as I said, these are Yisaidis that we have to get clear. the Yomid Beis a lot easier, and as you'll see, we'll finish at the bottom of Yomid Beis, and then we'll do Chazar on the whole sugya. There's one PS to this sugya, which is a Gevaldik Akasha that the Rishash asks. It has nothing to do with Halacha. It's a Kasha. And the Kasha is a good Kasha. We have to try to answer it. But Lamaisa has nothing to do. Everything else you spoke out in the sugya has to do with Tzvekel. It's Lamaisa and Chazakas. The Rishash here asks, when you have a Safik, Tachtav, and Safik not Tachtav, and you don't know, we're calling that a 50-50 Safik. Tutstadim. Could be it was Tachtav, could be it was not Tachtav. Why don't we go according to Rav Zman? Why is it we never find that you go according to Rav Zman? What is Rav Zman? Let's say she was Arusa for 12 months. She was Tachta for 12 months. She's 12 years old. She's 13 years old. She's Arusa for 12 months. For the last 12 years, she was a Pinuya. Now, we know she wasn't Mizana in the first 3 years, because Pesulim would grow back. But she could have been Mizana anywhere between age 3 and age 30. So, what are the odds that she was Mizana in the last 12 months? I would think the odds are less than right. No? It's true, it's different when you're old. But still, it's also different when you're married. It's more likely Mizana as a Pinuya, perhaps. So, Why don't we go Basarayv? Why don't we go Basarayv? Okay, maybe 4, 5, 6, it's not likely she was Mizana. But she could have been Mizana as 11 years old, 12 years old, or 13 years old. So why don't I say 11 and 12 is 2 years, 13 is 1 year. I say 2 out of 3 that she was Mizana, not Tachtov. Why don't go Basarayv's man? So you have a Safik Ayin and Safik Ratzin. Safik Tachtav, Safik Na Tachtav. It's a Kasha on the Safik Tachtav, Safik Na Tachtav. On that Safik. Why don't we go Basarayv? He does find one place in Shas where we do go Basarayv's man. And that is, the Gemara has the Mishnah in Shkolim, the 7th parak in Parak Zayin of Shkolim, has a case of somebody who finds money. Find money in Yerushalayim. So the Mishnah Shkalim says that if you find money in Yerushalayim itself, they had a very good system of street sweeping. They swept the street every week, every day. So if you find money in Yerushalayim all year round, it's chulin. It's roiv mamon, it's chulin. But during Yom Tovim time, Rive money is, guess what? My Rive money is Maisa Sheini, because Jews from all over Eretz Yisrael have Maisa Sheini money, which they can only spend in Yerushalayim. So they save it, and when they come to Yerushalayim, they take along the Maisa Sheini money. And during the Shal Shogal, there are so many Yidden from Chutz Yerushalayim, Rive money, so during Yantif, Rive money is Maisa Sheini money. During the year, it's Chol. On the Har HaBayis itself, not in this city. The Har HaBayis, they didn't sweep every day. If you find money in the Har HaBayis, it's chulin. Even Yom Tov time. Why? Because most of the time of the year, there are 49 weeks a year where people are not Ayla Regal, and there are 3 weeks a year where people are Ayla Regal. So we go according to Rive's man. Since Rive's man, it's chulin. So we assume that this money you found on the Har HaBayis is chulin. So to Rishash, we see you go Basar Rav's man. In Yerushalayim, there's no Rav's man, they sweep every day. So I know it's not old money, I know it's new money. But in the Har HaBayis, where they didn't sweep every day, it wasn't as dirty, people lived there. So on the mountain itself, their money is chulin, you go Basar Rav's man. So Frech to Rishash Akasha, why don't you go Basar Rives man? And this seems to be a kasha in a lot of cases in Shas where you don't know, we have a suffix, we another example of Rav Basarai's note. There's another example. There's a case, I think it's a famous Shaila, in Shulchan Aruch, it's Gemara, Shabbos. A person gets lost in the desert. He's lost in the desert, he doesn't know which day it is. He doesn't know which day it is. What's the din? What's the din?
7 days.
Count 7 days.
So everyone knows this business with counting 7 days. That's not entirely accurate. The halacha is, he's not doing halacha any day. Except for Pekuach Nefashis. Any day, if he's Mesupik or Shabbos, he's never allowed to do Malacha Derais. Making Kiddush, the din is he counts and he makes Kiddush every seventh day. And that's a din to Rabbanon, Shalai Tishtakach, the whole Kiddush. So, Malacha Derais he's never allowed to do. On any day. It's a Safik Shabbos. And there the Magen Avraham asks, why don't we go bust a Rives man? On any day, could be Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, or Shabbos. Rav says it's a weekday. So the Magen Avraham asks, why don't we go bust a Rav's man? No, but the saying is, if you have the same suffix on every single day, you can't be making a lot of that suffix. If you have the same suffix every single day, you're a man of shopping, right? Huh? No, but there is such a rule in Sveikis that we don't say Sveikis where it's going to pass them in a possible thing. But the Magen Avraham is the cash. So we see there's such a thing as Rav's man. So the cash is, why don't we go bust a Rav's man here in our Gemara? And the Rishash bleibt schwer. Rishash bleibt schwer, and it's a little difficult to find a good teretz. This morning I saw that Rabbi Chanan has a teretz. Rabbi Chanan in Chelek Beis of Kovet Shiurim. In Chelek Beis, he has a section of Ha'aris on the Shev Shmaitze. So the Shev Shmaitze is not complicated enough for you. You can get Rabbi Chanan on the Shev Shmaitze. And in the Ha'aris on the Shev Shmaitze, in Ois Gimel, he says the teretz. But I made up my mind that I was going to not speak out any more confusing things in the sugya after what we've gone through already. So I think, I'm sitting here mesupik whether to go into it, Rabbi Chanan's teretz, I find confusing. And usually when someone explains it, finds it confusing, it's a little hard to give it over properly. So I tell you, if you want, you can look up the Rabbi Chanan. Shash's kashas, it sounds like a very good kasha. And I think rather than, I really, I'm sitting here being stupid if I should try to explain it, rather than to confuse it, I think we'll let's leave the Rabbi Chanan and let's go on to the few minutes we have left, let's go on to the next piece of Gemara. Alright, now we move to a very difficult part of Navi. One of the most hardest parts of Navi is the Maisa of David and Bathsheba. And before we begin, I have to tell you that it's a well-known Gemara Masechta Shabbos that says Kol Ha'imer David Chata Eina Yelotayah. Anybody who understands that David did an Aveira, whoever says David did an Aveira, Eina Yelotayah. Make a mistake. Now, I have to tell you right away that if you learn Navi, David says Chatasi. Okay, David says Chatasi. He tells Nasana Navi Chatasi. So there's some chait, even though there's a Gemara that says Kolayim Edavetayah Eina Yelotayah, the pasuk says Chatasi. And worse, there's a Gemara on Yuma, Dachav Beis, which says, Shol ba'achas, the David b'shtayim. Shol had one Aveira, and David had two Averas. And the Gemara asks, Bo'ika ma'isa de Basheva, David's two Averas don't include the ma'isa Basheva. So the Gemara asks, Bo'ika ma'isa de Basheva. The Gemara answers, for that he was punished already. We find the pasuk, he was punished. So we're not counting it. We mean there are two averis for which we don't find he was punished. So the Gemara says he did an aver. And yet the Gemara in Shabbos says, Kolaimer David Chata in the other time. So either we can understand that it's a machlaikis between the two sugyas, which in fact, at least one of them, a farshim on Agamar, is going to hold a machlaikis. Or we can understand it, as most mafarshim do, that kalayim David taya in echata in yalataya means, if you understand David's chait on your level, you're making a mistake. As we certainly, David did something wrong. We have to understand what it was. What was it? So we have to understand. But kalayim David taya echata, if you understand on your level, that you saw this woman and fell in love with her, and it was mezana with Aishas Ish, so you're making a mistake. So that's for certain, even before, that's before we begin the sukkah. There's one other nekuda which you should know, that this girl, Bathsheva, was 8 years old at the time. Also learning Daf Yomi, I think the Daf Yomi just recently passed the Gemara. Why is that talking about the chait of David? It's talking about the Gemara in Sanhedrin, talks about how old a girl has to be to have a baby, to get become pregnant. So one man, the other says she has to be 9, the Gemara says no, Bathsheva was 8. When she became pregnant by the Mice of David, she was 8 years old. Which means she got married, she was maybe 7. Her father had died already. Her father had died, so that her kedushin at worst was a kedushin to Rabbanan. Her brother or mother married her to Oria. So she was, at any rate, it appears, an Eishes Ish to Rabbanan. At most, which is still an aver, not being mizanis to rabbanan, but like just before we start the sugya, I just want to give you a little bit of a picture of what we're talking about.
Who died before that?
The father of Bathsheva had died. Doinik Yontif writes that the father had died beforehand. I don't remember what his raya is, and that it was a kedushin rabbanan. I don't recall his raya. If I remember the raya, I'll tell you. But at any rate. So we're talking anyway about a kedushin rabbanan in the first place. And we're talking about a woman that was roi for David. David knew Baruch HaKadosh that Bathsheva was roi for him. He stayed married to her. Shlomo HaMelech was born from Bathsheva. And not from that bia, but from a later bia. But so this is all sort of just a hakdama together to know what we're talking about. Okay. Let's learn now Pshat Gemara. Gemara asks, "B'chi tema ma'isa shahayim ibnei ma'lo yasru." Why wasn't Bathsheva osur to whom to Oria? And if she'd be osur to Oria, she'd also be osur to David. It's a rule, and when it's osur lebal, you're osur lebayil. A logical rule. It happens he's exerts a kasuv. It's logical. If a man is mizana with a married woman, she becomes asa to her husband, the Torah says asa to the bayal too. If you ask a woman to her husband, the woman's asa to the bayal as well. So it's asa la bayal, asa la bayal. V'mnei ma'aloi asrua. Let's look to Rashi. What does Rashi say? Nimalei, so the bottom Rashi, al David. Shari edim harbe yadu. They were witnesses. Witnesses. Huh? Two different.
This is
Eidus Nus. There were Eidim who saw the Maisis Nus. So it should have been Asatoria. So Frek Taisis, the bottom Taisis. Name Alay Asrua, Persia Countries. Halay Oise Maisa Beidim. Aye, that Maisa took place with witnesses. Hava Eidnira. Nihidi Adua Larabim Hava Shevi Alabesai. It may very well be that many people saw David take Bathsheva into his house, into his private room. They didn't see the Maisa Bia. Mechal Shefeferes is a expression that the Gemara had in Makis, that Edom see the Bia like a Mechal B'Shefeferes. Shefeferes is a tube in which they used to hold like eyeshadow. And Mechal is the brush that you stick into the tube to decorate the eyes. So the Mises see the Maisa Bia like they see Michael going into Shefei Feres. Shebefnei b'nei yadam l'shimish. Davra HaMelech. They were witnesses. It doesn't make any sense. I mean, even when he was Baal his wife, it certainly is Baal somebody. He shouldn't be Baal. So they were witnesses who saw. Rashi's a pelatzer.
There's no regard, though. Is that good enough?
Okay, we'll talk about that one second. For Nira Luri Lefarish, so Luri explains the Vim Timer of the Gemara is, okay, the Vim Timer is not a new sentence. For Nira Luri Lefarish, Vim Timer, Pesach Pesuach is Shnei Eidim Dami. If you're going to say Pesach Pesuach is just like Shnei Eidim, Amai Lo Yisru Ola David, the David HaYodea Bevadei Shenibala. David knew the truth. So for David himself, he should have been Aser. Afa Bishas Tshuva, Mekam Aki Mikvah. He stayed married to her. And if in fact she would be asa to him because of the Biel, I said tzaddik like chalei liisha, made a mistake once, he wouldn't have made a mistake twice. What is Rashi going to answer to this? So in the Shita Bukubetzas, learns Pshat in the Machlaikis as follows. The halacha is that if you want to say Eidus, to give someone Misa, because he was Mizana, but someone is Aser, the witnesses have to see Kimichael B'Shefei Feris. They have to see the Bia itself. They have to see the Maisa Bia. On the other hand, if you want to be, if somebody wants to be Mekadesh Isha with Bia, Shloisha, so if a man wants to marry a woman, do kedusha bia, witnesses don't have to be in the room. It's enough eidei yichud. Eidei yichud is good enough. There's an expression, hein hein eidei yichud, hein hein eidei bia. If a man goes into a room, a man and a woman with intent to have bia, they tell this to the witnesses, and they go into a room be yichud. So eidei yichud, hein hein eidei bia. What's the machlaikis Rashi and Taisvis? Machlaikis is by Eidei's Nus to asser a woman to a husband. Is it enough Eidei Yichud? Or do you need Eidei Bia? Do you compare it to Dinei Nefashis? Which needs Eidei's Kimachal B'Shefei Feres. Or do you compare it to Eidei Kiddushin? Which doesn't need Eidei. All it needs is Eidim of Yichud. Taisvis was Matvi on Rashi. Did David have Eides Kemachal B'Shefei Feres? Because Taisvis Shita is that you need to ask a woman to ask, you need Eidim who see the Maisa be a Mamish. Rashi Shita is no. Rashi Shita is it's enough to have Eide Yichud. Taka David didn't have Eides Kemachal B'Shefei Feres. But nevertheless, they were Eidei Yichud. And Rashi Shita is that it's enough to have Eidei Yichud, and that is adequate to asser a woman to a husband. So Rashi and Taisus here are arguing in Halacha. Rashi says that Eidei Yichud is enough to asser a woman to a husband, so he says they were Eidei by David. Taisus says you need Eidei's Kimachal B'Shefei Feres, just like giving Misa. So Me'el Taisus says they weren't Eidei. This is the site of the Machlaikis Rashi and Taisvis. As a matter of halacha, in Evan Ezer, Simon Zion, the Ramah says, a day yichud is enough to ask a woman to a husband. And the Beishmuel, the Chalkas Machaika, Kamatmiya. That's not so. A day yichud is not enough. We see the Parsha of Saita, you need Kinoi and Stira. Yichud is not enough, you need Kinoi and Stira. But the Ramah answers that Taina, that's Stab Yichud. Yichud derech znos. Yichud in a way, if a woman goes into a store to buy something, goes into someone's house to buy something, she's be Yichud a man, the Ramah's maida, she's not asa to her husband. But Eide Yichud, who know they went in, al das nos, that the Ramah holds is enough to Aser. And on that, the Chalkas Machaik and Beishmuel paskin like Taisvis. That it's enough, that's not enough. If you have Kinevistir, it's enough. But otherwise, you need Mamish Eidim who saw the Bia in order to ask. So it comes out that the Machlekes here, Rashi and Taisus, is a Machlekes in Halacha. Memela has an Afgamino, the Gabe, Davin and Bashar. Okay, Mirz Hashem for tomorrow for a change. I could tell you to get moving in the Gemara. There's the first Taisus on the Yomid Beis. There's Rabbi Chanan on it. So if you finish the Taisus, I'll tell you.